Are back on the KYMN Morning Show. KYMN is proud to have a new show on the airwaves. It's called Public Policy This Week. It'll be featuring a variety of different hosts and a wide variety of topics. We have two of the people who are two of the driving forces behind the show that are with us now as a co-host. We have Joe Moravcik. Joe, thank you so much for coming in today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and we have Rich Larson, who's the one constant on the show that will be on every week, or at least in the same room every week.
Well, I'm the guy who knows how to run the board.
That's why we traded for you, Rich.
Hope you didn't give up too much. I mean,
no, I'm really, you know, as a radio station owner and programmer here, I'm really excited about this show. It kind of comes on the heels of national security this week, hence the name Public Policy. But maybe I should let you guys talk about how this started, how you got involved, and then we'll kind of go into what we can expect.
Sure. A couple of months ago, John Olson, the host of National Security This Week, who is actually at the moment sitting in our lobby connecting to a Zoom call, wandered into my office and said, "Hey, we should do a public policy show." And I, as a journalist, I jumped at the chance. I love being the news director here, but this is an opportunity to really kind of dig into some stuff. I get 300 words for every news story I write. This is actually like a chance to talk for an hour about one thing. Mm-hmm. So I got really excited about it. And so John and I talked a little bit about format, and then he said, "You know, you and I sort of come at a lot of issues from the same perspective, and we should try to find some people who maybe have some different ideas about some things." And then he brought up the name Joe Moravcik.
And that's kind of where you hopped onto the bus. Why don't we give us a little background of yourself and why something like this would appeal to you?
Well, I think people know me best as a retired police officer. But after that, I ran for the Minnesota State House of Representatives. And it was during that campaign that I met John Olson. I ran as a Republican for the House of Representatives, and John ran for the Senate as a Democrat. But we'd see each other on the campaign trail, and we had a lot of things in common. We believed in civility. Both of us are guys that like to get into research. I've been to law school. And part of the thing you do at law school is you look at both sides of an issue before you develop a policy decision on how you want to do something or move something forward. I think a lot of the things that John and I had in common brought us to this place where we could be a part of this show together. And John reached out to me a few months ago, and we just went and had lunch, and we talked about the show. He asked if I'd be interested in being part of it. He talked about Rich and his history in radio, and it was an easy decision for me. I wanted to be a part of this project.
Yeah.
Now, in this, what I like about this is I don't think it will be possible for you to ever run out of topics to talk about. I mean, it's such a wide open. There are so many issues now in the 21st century in particular that can be discussed. Talk about the topics and some of the things you have planned.
You should see our spreadsheet. I think it goes out until 2026. We could probably, it's amazing that way. We are looking to talk about everything, pretty much any issue out there. When it comes to mostly domestic issues, but from anywhere from a national level, the first show that we did was John and Joe talking with Dr. James Densley about gun violence and mass shootings. And the show we did this past Friday was Bruce Moreland and I talking with Glenn Castor about township governance. I mean, we are running the gamut here. We're going to talk about we're going to talk about public policy, or public safety. We're going to talk about legalized marijuana. We're going to talk to former governor Arnie Carlson and Chris Knopf about mining in northern Minnesota. You name it. We we've already touched on it somewhere in some of our meetings.
The great thing about it is we've got to do a lot of preparation and research before we talk to these experts in these fields. I mean, we had Dr. James Densley on here our first week, and he's one of the foremost experts on not only gang violence, but also mass shooting. So that was a great guest to open up the show with. And then next week, we have a couple of outstanding guests on name, image, likeness in the NCAA, all the changes taking place in college athletics. Yep. Great attorney and professor, and then one of the best college coaches in all of Division III athletics. So it's been a great start to the show. And Rich and I and John, we got our work cut out for us in preparation just to get ready for it because of how good our guests are. Yeah.
And I want to talk to you about that. But first of all, it's not just the three of you.
No.
There will be more people involved as guest hosts. You have reached out to a number of other people, both from the left and the right and the center as well.
That's true. This week, again, it's going to be John and... John and Bruce are going to host this week, but next week we're going to talk about K-12 education. Our guest is going to be Dr. Matt Hillman, and I am going to host alongside former Minnesota Speaker of the House Steve Swigum, who has very graciously agreed to join us on occasion to talk about some of these things. And we're looking for more, too. I mean, we kind of joke around that we're kind of a homogenous group right now. And we are looking to sort of diversify our demographic as hosts. But that's one of the really cool things about this show is we have this revolving bullpen that we are going to keep building, too. And it's so not only are our guests, hopefully, well, no, I guess for sure are going to be experts on the things we're talking about, but our hosts are going to be able to talk about things from a pretty well-educated perspective as well. And that's going to lead to some very high-level conversation.
And you had one of the things that you had talked to me about when we were, and John, when we were putting the show together is the importance of not taking sides on a particular issue, of just discussing the issue without the political jargon and political rhetoric in between. Can you address that?
That was an appeal for me to be a part of this. When I ran, I thought there's so much incivility in politics right now. I wanted civility to be a part of that, but also thinking about both sides and researching topics. And again, it was an easy decision to be a part of this project because of John's vision to stay away from politics and just get in with experts on all these topics.
My favorite story to come out of any of the conversations that just the hosts have had is Joe has talked about how he wanted to run against John in some sort of election just so they could set an example to have the most civil possible campaign you're going to find. And actually, frankly, I thought you and Todd Lippert last time when you ran, I thought you guys ran a pretty civil campaign as well. I mean, it was a nice example for a lot of people.
We did. In fact, he and I met before the election process really kicked into gear, and there were commonalities between us. There's a lot of things politically we didn't see eye to eye on, but we could have those conversations. Yeah. And, you know, we're both people that believe in family. We both want what's better for not only our counties here locally, our cities, our communities, but the state as well. So those conversations, I think, were easy for both of us to have.
And just, you know, speaking as a journalist, the idea of being able to have these conversations without and being able to sit down with our guests and say, we have to stay away from political talking points and we have to stay away from rhetoric, just to sort of free the conversation from that stuff is fantastic. That's how you get the real, you know, educational conversations. That's how you let people come to their own conclusions is to stop throwing the mud around and just make the point.
That's a good point.
Yeah. One thing that John has really brought to the table in his position with his connections within national security and the development of national security this week, his show is the quality of guests and the level of guests are well above. While you're going to have local, because there's a lot of local topics that we're going to be issuing in, there are a lot of statewide experts. I mean, coming up, you've got Governor Carlson. Yep. You've had some conversations with Senator Tina Smith.
Yep.
May not have panned out there, but some good quality guests and some highly regarded experts.
We will have in the next month or so sitting in the studio. President Joan Gable of the University of Minnesota. Joe is going to talk with University of Minnesota Athletic Director Mark Coyle.
Yep, looking forward to that.
Who will also be sitting in the studio. You know, one of the nice things about working with John Olson is that he knows everybody. when it comes to finding guests, I've never had any fear about picking up the phone and call. You know, I'll call President Biden if I can get through and say, hey, you know. I mean, there's no fear about asking someone to join. And it's amazing how many people are responding positively to this. And want to get in on the conversations. It's pretty gratifying, actually.
So public policy this week, it's coming up this Friday and every Friday at 10 o'clock. That's a day that everybody can kind of agree on that might be the best way a day for airing this. So we're looking forward to that. Yeah, so some very good quality guests. Gentlemen, we're going to make way for John pretty soon. We still have quick news to do. So anything else you'd like people to know about public policy this week?
I'd say tune in each Friday. We're going to have exceptional guests. We'll be prepared for those guests. And it's going to be excellent programming. Mm-hmm. Really looking forward to it.
I can't believe this group of hosts wants me to be involved with them. Like, this is a pretty well-read group. I'm really proud of the fact that this is some pretty high level conversation too. So I mean, this is the real thing. This is good.
And if you can't tune in Friday's podcasting, it's available on our website. It's available on any of the podcast platforms.
Yes,
there are. One of the things that I kind of hope for, and I think as host you hope for too, is that the reach goes well beyond Northfield because the topics go well beyond Northfield. So if people in other towns outside of our range, other states, other countries can all listen to it. The information is available and it's easy to get to on any of the podcast platforms that are available to the general public.
Yeah.
All right.
It's exciting.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming in. I'm very much looking forward to your show. You've done some great shows so far. Last week on the townships, yep. Name, image, and likeness was very timely. And that was, I found out a lot of stuff there. And then the opening show that you did 3 weeks ago about mass shootings and such. So great topics. I'm looking forward to more mining this weekend with Governor Arnie Carlson.
It's going to be good.
All right. Yep. Thanks for joining
us. Thank you, Jeff.
You're listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080 KYMN Northfield.